This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 243. Today, Tim asks a question that has me thinking that something important should come up pretty soon on the NanoCast. He asks, if the characters aren't coming through in a work, how do you fix it? This is a complicated question. Now, I had a go back and forth with Tim about what he meant, and he said, I have a few books where I've heard the amount of details crowd out the characters. Really, there are two questions related to this. How can I balance characterization versus other descriptive elements or combine instances of these? How can I learn to add the characterization I need to include to existing work? I have the ideas, just not on the page. These are really good questions, Tim, and I'm going to try to answer them as best I can here, and it's actually got me thinking that I need to do a series on deep characterization, and so that'll be coming sporadically over the next few days to couple of weeks, depending on how many questions I get from you guys to pad in between. And please do send in questions, because I am absolutely running on empty right now. We had a good month where I only missed days because I got backed up with work and I would miss a day here and there. But you guys kept me supplied with questions, but now I'm really at the end. I've got like three pieces of feedback or questions left that I'm recording in this block, and that's it. So send questions in, please. And tell your friends about this podcast, because the more people we have listening to the podcast, the more questions will come in, which will be fantastic. All right, so how do you fix it? So you basically asked three questions. You asked, how do you fix it? And then you asked specific sub-questions. So the quick and dirty answer to how do you fix it is you refocus your narrative priorities on the characters and their reactions to the details in the scenes and off of the details themselves. Now, you don't have to change your entire style. There's a thousand ways to do a very objective external style and still really put your characters at the heart of it, either by narrating their reactions to things or by shifting your vocabulary and how you deal with things and that sort of thing. But if your characters aren't coming through, probably as a storyteller, inside your own head, you're focusing on things other than your characters. You're not experiencing the story through your characters. You're putting your characters through the story. It's a subtle but important distinction. And if you're not experiencing the characters, you will have a harder time, though not impossible, you will have a harder time making your audience experience the characters. That said, you asked, how can you balance characterization versus other descriptive elements or combine instances of these? You can actually do it either way. You can have the elements be separate, or you can combine them. Depends on your narrative philosophy. If you're a very external narrator, and the characters are subjects of your story, in the same way that rats are the subject of experiments in a maze, and your audience is outside the heads of your characters and kind of omniscient, but not locked into their perspective, then you will have a lot of characterization versus description be separate. You can combine them by filtering the descriptions through the character's perspective, and that will give you a much more internal setting for the narrative voice, and then you can combine them together. It's the reactions of the characters to what the audience is seeing that tells you who they are, that lets you get a feel for them. And probably the way that you're going to pick up techniques, because there's so many techniques by which to do this that you're going to go crazy if I just start listing people to read. So what I would say instead is pick three of your favorite authors. Doesn't matter who they are. They move you because you are connecting to something in their writing. Pick those. Pick one of your favorite books, one that you don't mind maybe having ruined for you, but pick one of your favorite books from each of them and get it in audiobook format. Then, for the next couple of weeks, listen over and over and over and over to those audiobooks. Do one for a while. When you get sick of it, do another. and listen to them until you begin to memorize them and start to pay attention to how the author is accomplishing the connections he's making with characters and how they're mixing and balancing their descriptions versus their emotions and that kind of stuff. You will learn really well from people whose writing you love how to begin to do this. But I can't give you a prescription because this is the kind of thing where if you follow a formula sheet, you're likely to get the form right and still miss the substance. It's a really odd thing, but characterization is an emotive activity. And this is true even for writers who are very dry or who are very intellectual and who don't go in for a lot of mushy-gushy, touchy-feely crap. And even for writers who have no emotional life to speak of, and I've known a few. Nonetheless, characterization is an inherently emotive activity, and you can learn techniques that you can apply prescriptively, but like I talked about with Indiana Jones and The Mystery of the Blues a few episodes back, there's a difference between playing the notes and playing the song. And if I give you a list of things to check and do, you'll start playing the notes, and what you really want to do is learn to play the song. And so I'm recommending the Indiana Jones method to you. Go and soak yourself in books that move you, where you really connect with the characters. Soak in them so much that you begin to understand how the writers are doing that to you, and then work on replicating that. It will really soak in. It will really, really help. You learn so much about narrative craft of all sorts, doing that repeated exposure till you get sick of it method. And it's one of the reasons it's important to pick a book you like, but also a book you don't mind getting sick of. If you like the book enough in the right way, you'll never get sick of it. I've got a few books like that that I've listened to literally thousands of times, and they are still new to me when I read them because the writing is so good. How can you learn to add the characterization you need to existing work? Have the ideas but not on the page. Frankly, I would suggest the same thing. When you begin to learn what to listen for in books so that you can hear the characters and feel them through the book, then when you return to your own work, you might start to hear the lack of those things. You might start to feel where it's a bit hollow. I know I'm being hopelessly general, but in addition to not wanting to give you a list of things to check off, the reality is that there are as many ways to do this as there are words in the English language. It's not something that has much to do with top-level technique. It has a lot more to do with relaxing away from concentrating on top-level technique and focusing through the words on the characters or on the audience and looking to make a connection. Characterization is a vastly complicated enterprise that we all do quite naturally on some level. Some of us start out better at it than others. Others of us become really good at it as time goes on. Some of us never become really good at it, but we all have the instinct to breathe life into things, to personify inanimate objects, to give characters and jokes little personality quirks that make them work. We've all got that instinct. We know how to do it. But if your details are crowding out the characters, then what's probably happening is that you're not focusing on the characters. You're not treating them in your own mind as real people. You may have dossiers on them. You may know all you need to rationally about them. But you're not in their head working with them on their terms, finding out who they are and what they do. And that's why I'm going to be doing this series on deep characterization. This will not be about techniques. This will be about understanding the different levels and dimensions of characters. I've actually got a note sheet on this. There's going to be at least 7 episodes. There might be more on all the different kinds of dimensions that you can operate on when you're dealing with characters. I really hope that helps. I'm really sorry it's vague. You've opened up a vast, vast area that needs more than just this one episode to explore. So, starting later this week, I will be starting this new mini-series, and we'll see where it goes from there. Meantime, please send in more questions, because best-case scenario, this series won't take me much longer than 2 weeks, and then I'll be out of material again. So, send them in, and I can't wait to hear from you guys. You're really stretching me this month, and it feels fantastic! I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.